This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
Back on What's on Your Mind.
In an extra,
I got a text from Blair Thorson over the weekend
for the stars and stripes
about Aaron Tippin in this song.
Brother Blair.
He said, I'm at the Minnesota State Fair right now watching Aaron Tippin. He just sang Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly. The crowd went absolutely crazy.
I bet.
Out of reach.
But it gives a person a ray of hope amongst all of the craziness. And I said, I love it. In Minnesota, no less. That was my response.
Yeah.
It's a good sign, right? And he said it's eerily normal at the Minnesota State Fair, so I love that.
And they're cheering. Make no mistake, most of Minnesota is this song.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
You go to St. Paul to really find the wokeness.
Yeah, the blue.
Minneapolis.
The blue, Minneapolis, yeah. St. Paul. You're right. Yeah. A little strain in Duluth and some of the granola types, but for the most part, you're right. Yeah, rock solid. Rock solid. Love it, folks. Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's talk about that flag and someone that's fought for it. Someone that was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. Someone that rose to the highest ranks of the Air Force and served this country so well. He's a patriot, General Tom McInerney. Back to talk about the Biden mess in Afghanistan and the price we'll pay for it. And some other things that he's been following that he's informed us on. General Tom McInerney, nice to have you back, sir. How are you? General Tom,
General Tom, can you hear me? I can now. Can you hear me, John?
Sounds like we're having a bit of a difficulty there.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hmm.
He's not hearing us, Chris.
What's wrong?
I see him on the live stream. He's not hearing us. So, Tom, can you hear us? Now he can hear us. Let's try and hear him. Tom, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. We got a lot going on.
Give you a comm check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I hear you, sir. Do you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can. Are you hearing me? You can't, Chris.
I wonder what I got to do.
You and me both. Kevin, you want to give General a call?
Yeah, I will.
All right. We'll get the General McInerney on the phone. All else fails, the phone works. We do try to have our guest on. I can, General. Do you hear me? So just turn him down on the little closed circuit here. Daniel, would you take the stream from Todd down? Okay. And Kevin is going to call General McInerney. We're going to get him on the phone and talk with him the old-fashioned way. As I was saying, we try often to have our guests on the stream so you can see them in addition to watching them. We'll leave him on camera, but we'll hook him up on the telephone so we can get him there because he can see us. We hear him, but he doesn't hear us. Norma sent a note here. I am not against technology. The Lord Jesus Christ has used it for reaching people throughout the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Very true. Amazing things happening on that front all across the globe. I have dear friends that work on these kind of things day in and day out. Little transistor radios that used to work like that. Incredible. So there are absolutely right. I mean, Radio Free America and other things that reach places so they can know that there is another way. But Norman goes on to say there are benefits to it, but in all things, ethical boards must promote that dialogue needed to counteract the evil use of technology. Very good point. It's sort of like this phone. A lot good in a smartphone. And the growth of these is pretty incredible. But if I was to hand one to a child and just say, there you go, text mom and dad when you're going to be late, that'd be great. But there are bad things in technology, too. I think we've seen that on elections. We used to just count ballots. Now we have all kinds of technology. What happened? Well, General McInerney could tell us about that, too. Tom, nice to have you back. Tom, nice to have you. Glowing introduction that you didn't hear. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, John. Are you getting any feedback?
We hear you fine now, so you can just turn. You can just mute your speaker, and we'll just take you on the phone, and we can see you. How about that?
Got it.
We'll just talk to you on the phone. It's
okay.
It's good to see your voice, though. Nice to catch up with you, General McInerney. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and you got Scott now. John was hooking us up.
Scott,
General Mac. General McInerney and I are emailing back and forth 20 times a day. This guy is in the middle of the fight still, and I wanted to spend some time having you dump your notebook on what's going on in Afghanistan right now. What are we not seeing? What's not being reported? What's peel back the onion a little bit before us, General Tom.
Okay, Scott. The important thing is we did not withdraw from Afghanistan. We surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban after 20 years. People should not talk about withdrawals or retreats or whatever. It was a surrender. And the indications we gave to the Afghani forces were, as soon as Biden came in, they cut down on the tactical air support when they were engaged with troops in contact. They started cutting that down. Then they started cutting down the intelligence they were giving them. Then they started cutting down the logistics support. And all those things were sending a signal to all the Afghan military forces that were 300 plus thousand that the U.S. was giving up. It was not a withdrawal where we left stabilizing forces. And the final thing was, whether it was the U.S. or the Afghan leadership, they quit paying the troops. So that's why when Biden came in, things started to deteriorate very quickly, and the Taliban started taking over all the different provinces, which gave a signal. And Biden, of course, was talking to President Ghani and trying to tell him, well, you've got to paint a different picture, in other words, to lie. And Biden himself, along with his Secretary of Defense, Austin, his chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, and his combatant commander, General McKenzie, for Central Command, were doing a surrender. Now, my problem goes back even before that, is when President Trump was dealing with Zelmi Khalilzad, Ambassador Khalilzad, and we were only talking to the Taliban. That would be like, Scott, President Roosevelt and Churchill in World War II talking to the Nazis and saying, well, when we come in the occupation, which, by the way, I grew up in Germany during the occupation from 49 to 52, so I'm intimately familiar with it, but it was like saying that we're going to leave the Nazis in control. That did not happen. And now with the Trump starting to negotiate with Khalilzad and the Taliban, sent the wrong signal, and he did not have the Afghan forces there. So I blame both Trump for part of it, but the main part goes to Biden. I say Biden, Obama, because Obama is leading all this and laying this out. It's coming through him, through Susan Rice, directly into the White House, because Susan Rice is in the National Security Council.
Why are they doing this? Why are they doing it, Tom? Why are they surrendering? Did they know what the outcome of that surrender was going to be?
Absolutely. There was no question. Obama's view has always been that the U.S., that we didn't need to be a superpower, that we, he with the globalist George Soros and that, believed that the U.S. was too strong and the values that we were doing it. Plus Obama himself, his heritage, which he said if he had to choose between Christianity and Islam, he would choose Islam. Now, we don't have time to go into the depth of why they deliberately wanted to turn it over to radical Islamists, but this, let me give you some more supporting information. The Taliban could not have lasted 20 years unless the Pakistanis were supporting them. And the Pakistanis were getting support from us under Bush, under Obama, under Trump. And it was coming through the aid that we were giving to Pakistan. We should have told the Pakistanis to knock it off. We knew in the winter season when they quit the non-fighting season, they'd go back into Pakistan and regroup, re-equip, and retrain. We should have taken those bases out if the Pakistanis didn't. But remember,
hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. We're going into a break here. We'll continue this on the other side of the break with General Tom McInerney. Don't go away.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Like this, and more of us should know this. Get your property tax statement here recently. In North Dakota, they're going up. The relief that's come from the state is no longer there. Why? Cities, counties, school boards, spending more. Spending more money that has come to them from where? Oil and gas. The oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Roads, bridges, education, it's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Texter just said, I joined in progress in your interview, and I recognize General McInerney's voice. Great general, a brave hero. Everyone needs to listen to him. We agree. General Tom McInerney with us on What's on Your Mind, unpacking what happened in Afghanistan. So it's a surrender. It's a surrender by design, and you were telling the story of how Pakistan could have assisted in this effort, but again, we're not even learning the lessons of history here in any way, shape, or form. Go ahead and finish on Pakistan, General.
Well, what I was saying was we had presidents, Bush 43, Obama, Trump, and now Biden, that did not take those Taliban forces that were in Pakistan each winter and take them out. And as I mentioned, this was like leaving the Nazis in power and the occupation in Germany after World War II. Roosevelt and Churchill never would have done it. So I blame Trump for having Ambassador Khalilzad work the deal in Doha with the Taliban. That should never have happened. That was a signal to the Afghan people that the U.S. was not supporting them. And then I mentioned the issues that they did in the tactical area, the intelligence, the logistics, and finally the pay.
One thing we could say, though, General, about Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo was the fact that it was a black-and-white conditions-based withdrawal that led to what? Not one casualty for over a year. So I hear what you're saying. Bad signal to our Afghan allies that we're even talking to these people, because it'd be like talking to the Nazis. But we did do a trust but verify deal, didn't we, to say you touch one hair on the head of any of us and you're toast. And that worked, right?
Yes, and we would have kept Bagram, and we would have kept squadrons in Bagram to provide tactical air support to the Afghan forces. And that's very important, because in every fight over there, when tactical air enters it, we win. And so when we pulled that, that was a solid signal, and that's why so many of the Afghan forces were defeated early on in the skirmishes when they were trying to defend the provinces. So it was deliberately done by Biden. Trump would have had a stability force in there that we could have kept, and Bagram was a very key site to have. And to tell you how bad off it was, we evacuated the military out of there before we got the civilians out. That is backwards from doing any military operation. The NEO, the non-combatant evacuation order, always comes first, and then the military, the shooters, go out last. They did it wrong this time, and that's why they had that problem at Kabul International and Karzai International, they call it. It should have been out of both airports.
Let me ask you this.
And that's why there's so many Americans.
Let me ask you.
We left Americans behind.
But there's more there still to this day. And, I mean, literally, they won't say, no, they're not stranded. We're just waiting for the Taliban to tell us when they can leave. You can't make this up. You got four airplanes that are personally paid for by Glenn Beck and donors, and they can't get them out because the Taliban says they can't get out. Americans, right now. Been a problem all weekend. We got happy talk. You can't make it up. I want to ask you about General Milley over the weekend, interviewed by Jennifer Griffin. And Fox is embedded in this whole refugee vetting process right now. And Milley said the Afghan forces were not designed appropriately to secure the nations. And we've got lessons learned following the withdrawal. It seemed to me, General, that there were hints from Milley in throwing Biden under the bus. On the other hand, you're the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley. This is on you. Why doesn't a few of these guys resign and say, you know what, I don't agree with Biden and what he did, instead of apologizing for it or coming up with woke military talk to explain it? What's going on there?
Well, very simply, 190 retired flag officers from Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps signed a letter demanding that Austin and Milley resign for their action and what they did during this operation in Afghanistan. It is absolutely disgraceful what they did. For 20 years, they kept saying, almost 20 years, you know, that they were ready, et cetera. And then they just as I say, surrendered. That was not Trump's plan. This was the Biden plan. Why? And what they're doing is they're surrendering and giving it to China. We are giving China $3 trillion, and it's actually, I believe, 6 airplanes at Mazar-e Sharif right now that the State Department will not give clearance to land at other airports. And they're blaming it on the Taliban because they've cut a deal. That's how we'll get money to get those people out. But they're deliberately, they left people behind deliberately, Scott, and it's disgraceful. It is the worst thing we have ever done in our history. And it's a very long history. In addition to the values of democracy, those women that went to school, those women that took jobs, those women that believed in democracy, all of a sudden equality, all of a sudden they have lost it all.
Texter says, what's going on in Afghanistan in the Panjshir Valley, the Panjshir rebels from the Northern Alliance Front have rid the valley of all terrorists, including Pakistani special forces, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. Ahmed Massoud is alive and on the front lines fighting currently the Kiel in Parwan province. My source is extremely credible, spokesman for the Northern Alliance Front and Massoud. What's this texter saying to us, General Tom?
Well, the bottom line is they've still got people fighting and resisting, but it's not nearly as strong as the Northern Alliance was. Remember, Scott, we took Afghanistan down with 200 special forces in the Northern Alliance. We defeated the Taliban in 2001 with that small force, and now we've armed them to the teeth with over $80 billion worth of equipment, modern equipment, et cetera, and giving them all those assets. And so after 20 years, Biden administration surrendered Afghanistan and made the Taliban that much stronger in both military equipment and in resources, dollars they left in the banks.
General McInerney, I could listen to you all day long, and I'm so glad you are speaking out in the fashion you are. On the letter, you talked about calling for Secretary Austin and General Milley to resign. That isn't like Scott Hinn on a talk show saying resign, guys. This is former peers and, as you say, flag officers, people that have done it. So you are a patriot of patriots. I'd like to keep these conversations going for our listeners just so we can unpack all of this. There's just so much to it. And, of course, the fact that you have the sources you have, very important to it. Can we do this again tomorrow, same time, General?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that. And I want to talk a little bit about what this will mean in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. This is why we as Americans, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering Americans, need to recognize what has been done and why it's being done, and to realize the battle that will become as a part of it, as a reason for it. General Tom McInerney, God bless, sir. Thank you.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican security and migration officials on Sunday morning blocked the passage of about 400 migrants heading to the United States, detaining several people days after it set off from southern Mexico for the United States. Mexican President Obrador said he wanted undocumented migrants to stay in southern Mexico. A high-level meeting between U.S. and Mexican officials will take place on Thursday. The United States Coast Guard announced Monday it's investigating almost 350 reports of oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico since Hurricane Ida. The Coast Guard has since established a pollution response team in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Category 4 storm made landfall on August 29th in a key oil industry staging area. Roughly 88% of offshore oil production in the region was closed, and over 100 platforms were still not being used on Monday due to the storm. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What's on your mind? We'll be at Big Iron. The question is, will you? We'll be in the Butler Ag Building. Actually, Butler Ag, Butler Machinery. It's the new Butler Building. It's the old Showlander Pavilion. So come find us. Look for the Green Iron. That Fent Green Iron. We'll be there with our friends at Butler having a great time. They have all the fun swag, you know. All kinds of hats and caps and jackets and lots of fun stuff. We'll be over in that kind of little corner there broadcasting live. So just follow your nose to us. We'll have the, I hope we're going to have the peanuts this year. We're inside now. Can you have shelled peanuts when you're inside? Just need somebody with a broom, right?
Yeah, I think so.
A nice cement floor in there now. Yeah. It's really nice. So come on out, see all the new products. A lot of great innovation every year at Big Iron. This one will be bigger and better than ever. All that pent-up demand. Last year they were bold and they had it, thanks to Doug Goring, our ag commissioner. He said, no. You're an essential event. You can have it. Here's what we're going to do. But a lot of people didn't come. And I understand why. It's kind of a different year. A lot of folks in fear. Fear is a very popular item these days. Have you guys noticed?
Oh, yeah.
I brought in my favorite newspaper example of that. Where is it here? Here it is. You ready for this? This is the front page of the Wednesday, August 25th forum. I saved this one. Officials fear North Dakota hospitals could be overrun. Disaster looms as COVID infections reach levels seen 1 year ago.
Dum, dum, dum.
This should not be in a headline with news.
Right?
This should be in an opinion piece somewhere.
Wow.
Now, I don't doubt Pat Springer, Jeremy Turley, the guys who wrote this piece, you know, quoted somebody accurately with that. But name me a time when fear ever has made something better. You know, you prepare for the worst. Of course we want officials to do that, right? Absolutely. But disaster looms? Is COVID infected? No. You want an interesting stat on North Dakota, guys? You want an interesting stat?
Yeah.
Hospitalizations today, with all this fear and disaster overrunning
looming.
Us, yeah, are five times less than they were at the peak of COVID last year. Hospitalizations five times less. Now, the difference is hospitals didn't take a lot of COVID patients last time. So if you were in Watford City or Grafton or, you know, pick your small Jamestown,
right,
they'd say, no, you got to go to Fargo, you got to go to Minot, you got to go to Bismarck, you got to go to Grand Forks.
Right.
And so obviously a limited amount of hospitals now have a limited amount of beds, and, you know, so it became an issue. They're managing it. Every healthcare professional I know right now says the following. We're about a month away from the peak this time.
Okay.
About a month.
Yep.
So we got to be careful with hospital beds, but more hospitals are doing this. And guess what else is different? We don't shame people for wanting a therapy for COVID. COVID is not a death sentence. In fact, you have less than a 1% chance of dying from COVID. Now, a lot of people say, yeah, but if 10 million people get it, that means that 1% is a lot of people. Yes, it is. I get it. Look, when you get in a car, you have a risk of dying from a car accident.
I was just about to say, how long before we ban cars because of the risk?
Leave the house.
Here's the latest genius move of the Department of Health. You ready for that?
Oh, boy.
North Dakota Department of Health. By the way, they are the vax shamers of all time. They are, I don't know if there's a vax shamer award, but you ought to give it to the North Dakota Department of Health. And these are the people pleading, you will, you're going to die if you don't get the vaccine, right?
Minnesota says, hold my beer.
Well, they're pretty good at vaccinating, too.
Yeah.
They're pretty good at vaccinating in Minnesota, too. What's interesting to me is the South Dakota Department of Health doesn't do this.
Exactly.
They don't do
not
that.
At all.
They give you facts. Guess what? Fact. Vaccination rates are higher in South Dakota than North Dakota. So we've spent the last, coming up on 2 years, scaring the crap out of people in North Dakota that if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to die. And all the stats that come with it. And South Dakota has said, here's the facts, ma'am. They have a higher vaccination rate. Do you see what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This rah, 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 get the shot, get the shot, get the shot, is counterproductive.
And it's every other commercial, every other PSA on TV.
It's just creepy, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's creepy. And guess what? North Dakotans are noticing.
Yeah.
Now, get the facts yourself, make a decision. Right now, today, as we sit here, the vast majority of people who need significant mental care in a hospital have not had the vaccine. Those that have died, the majority, have not had the vaccine. You can take that into consideration. Now, if you're a child, should you get the vaccine? Of course not. You have a 10 times later, bigger chance of getting dying from the flu than you do dying from COVID if you're a child. Stop the insanity. And the latest DOH, NDDOH brainchild, you ready, guys? Impactful. Yes. Tell us your COVID stories. We have an impact wall.
Yes.
What is the impact? Because never
Who's
mind.
It affected you?
There isn't heart disease anymore. There isn't cancer anymore. There isn't suicide that's gone through the roof or depression or anything else. No. COVID is everything. And it's all the Department of Health worries about. And I'm sick of it if you haven't noticed.
Have you read anything about the critical shortage of vax-free blood and plasma? Emailer Dan said over the weekend he read a smart news story. Critical shortage of vax-free blood and plasma. There are patients who can't receive this blood. There's another dynamic to this that's going to be colossal if it's true.
Speaking of which, the infusion of the antibodies is taking people off of ventilators and sending them home. We have therapies. Ask for the therapies. Poor Lindsay Keith has had to hear this whole diatribe of mine. Co-host of Spicer and Company. If you can't tell, we're a little tired of the vax shamers. Lindsay, how about you?
Scott, good to be with you. Yeah, you know, polling shows that Americans don't love it either. And I think people are, you know, we're used to being able to make our own decisions, have all this, you know, shoved down our throat constantly feels un-American. And we should inform people, give them the information, and let them make the decision. And I especially think about, you know, these kids. Like you said, the FDA hasn't approved it for kids under 12. So, there's definitely a lot of confusion out there for people because they want the truth, and they're just getting a political narrative most of the time.
So people not watching Newsmax, CNN, MSNBC, the alphabet soup of liberal options that are on the news, how many of them do you think know that a child is 10 times more susceptible to death from the flu than from COVID? How many do you think? 1%? 2% maybe?
I don't know. Hopefully a lot. You know, this used to be a narrative, Scott, at the beginning, and the left pushed it down, talking about how dangerous the flu is. Obviously, we have the flu shot now that people can take and hopefully mitigate risk. But it is. It kills thousands of people every single year, and we still go on and live because we trust people to do what's necessary, you know, to stay home if they're sick, to keep their kids home if they're sick, to get the flu shot if needed. But people, you know, you talked about being fearful in the beginning. We have created some type of hysteria. And this administration said they would focus on the science, and they really haven't done that. And we're even seeing that. FDA, two top people, just stepped down because they said they felt uncomfortable with the how much pressure this administration was putting on them for a booster. We had the World Health Organization come out and say, hey, the booster is not scientific. And so, you know, people are wondering, really, at the end of the day, who do I listen to? I think Americans are smarter than that. They're realizing, you know, we have to take this upon ourselves. This administration is politically minded. That's it. You said you were going to focus on science, and you're really not doing it.
Very good point. We know this if we watch Newsmax. Sean Spicer, Lindsay Keith, Spicer and Company. Watch it. It's required viewing, folks, if you want to end the woke insanity. I feel like Newsmax, like I did about Fox 20 years ago, or however long it's been since Fox came on the scene. It's just so refreshing. It really is. It's just, you know, report the facts, let you decide, kind of what made Fox. But Fox is not that anymore. Fox is woke corporate media, and it's really sad to see what's happened there. But we have Newsmax, so get the app. Call that cable company. It starts with an N, M's with an O. Starts with an M, like Mary, ends with an O, like Oscar. What goes in the middle, guys? IBC. Okay, Medco, yeah. 11 liberal news channels on Medco and not Newsmax. So if you want to see Lindsay and Sean Spicer every weeknight, you better get on it and go to town having them on. Let's talk about the $3.5 trillion generational theft. We're going to call it infrastructure. This is what we've become if you don't watch Newsmax. Whatever they call infrastructure must be infrastructure. They call it infrastructure, so it must be a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. But is there any infrastructure in it? Or is it all the social agenda of the Biden administration, science and all? Right, Lindsay? Do you think because of the incompetence playing out on our screens in Afghanistan that we have a fighting chance of stopping this assault, this generational theft?
I hope so. You know, my one hope right now is some of the Democratic moderates, because there's not a lot of wiggle room in the House or the Senate. You know, you have a 4-seat majority for Democrats in the House and really no majority in the Senate. So at the end of the day, you have Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema. They are the saving grace here, saying that the 3.5 is just too much. Obviously, in the House, you have it back and forth with progressives who say they won't vote for it all, and then Bernie Sanders. But, you know, I hope that they will win this battle and not allow this 3.5. I think everyone can get on board with the $1.2 trillion that we need infrastructure. Trump tried to get that done. But here's the thing. You make the point. People don't even know what this is. Right now, you have committees trying to figure this out, ways and means, saying, okay, how long is paid family leave? Is it 12 weeks? Is it 16 weeks? Is it 8 weeks? All this stuff is being figured out right now. And there was a good piece in the New York Times this morning talking about how this is pretty much cradle to grave if this 3.5 goes through. I mean, pretty much from the time you are born to your death, you have the government funding in some way. And I think it's hard for people to wrap around their mind around what really is $3.5 trillion. And also when we have a time in our lives right now where we don't have a job crisis, we have a labor crisis, this is only going to push up inflation. We're already seeing that because people aren't going back to work. Obviously, there's hopefully, you know, these unemployment additional benefits ending today will help people get back out there. But, you know, that is my one hope, to go back to your question, that some of these moderate Democrats really will stay their ground and do what they say they're going to do. They say it's too much. Hopefully that will really, like, stay true. But you just don't know, because this is the Democrats and definitely Joe Biden's opportunity to try to get everyone's minds off of what's happening in Afghanistan.
Let's hope, pray, and watch Newsmax and get yourself informed and get in the arena. Roll up the sleeves and go to work. But you gotta get Newsmax on the app, on a cable system. And remember, you can switch if they don't have it. That's what I did. I cut the cord. I'll be the happiest guy in the world to reconnect the cord with Medco when they awaken and add Newsmax back. Lindsay, keep up the great work. Love what you're doing with Spicer and Company. And our best to Sean. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Love it. Got to inform ourselves. Got to realize most of the media, corporate media especially, Not your friend, folks.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Your mind powered by Schwann Buick GMC. They go the extra mile to keep you satisfied. That free lifetime powertrain warranty on those new Buicks and GMCs, plus late model used vehicles, even other makes. So let's say you're looking at an F-150 or a Ram or something like that. It does apply. They've been building relationships for over 20 years with exceptional service, that lifetime powertrain warranty, free service loaners, and so much more. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
One of these days, I'm going to job shadow the folks at Action Movers. And I want to find a few other places to job shadow. I do want to do a burger joint because I think it would be fun to flip burgers.
You think you can keep up with Action Movers? Or
I don't know, but I'm going to try.
No, I couldn't.
No, it's a great place to work. We're going to talk to Scott Herman in just a moment. You tell me when he's ready to go, Daniel. All right. Got it. Daniel's on the job. Just can't get him. He's going right to voicemail. Creighton in Huron, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I personally am a believer in the vaccine, and I had my two shots, and I will get the booster. I'm 67 years old, and I do have some health concerns. But the one thing that I've seen on commercials and news, I watch a good amount of TV, is the fact that I have seen American Indians, Asians, Hispanics, and whites all on the television that are asking people to take the vaccine because they think that it's the best course. The one thing that I have not seen on TV is a black person that has come out and said, you know, get the vaccine. And as by statistics, the African-American population is one of the highest portion of this country that is unvaccinated. So I just kind of wonder why the black community isn't promoting the vaccine. And if
I don't think anybody should be promoting anything. I love the fact, Creighton, you're 67 with some health issues that say, I got the vaccination, I got a booster. You're a candidate to do just that, and I think it makes perfect sense. I don't want anybody promoting anything. I think it's creepy. Should people promote, hey, I had my colon out, and I can give you all the details. I had the bag, don't have the bag. I mean, what have we become? Do people run around and say, yeah, what
can you hear that one, can you?
What kind of prophylactic you having so you don't get mama knocked? I mean, what in the world? Just can we stop?
I know.
Can we just stop already?
Oh, you're on a roll, my friend.
Well,
I'm
just telling you.
I know.
Let's get back to a more pleasant topic.
Thank you.
Me as a mover. Scott Herman Action Movers. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but a driver, you know, my aching back, do I take on, mover, packer, driver, warehouse man?
No.
I think warehouse man would be pretty good for me, Scott. What do you think?
Hey, that sounds perfect, Scott.
I got to do this. Pick a different job every month and go out there and find out work worth doing. You know, like Teddy Roosevelt said, what's better than that?
You're right.
To joy in life. This came off of Labor Day weekend, and I can't think of anybody that works harder than those movers and packers and drivers, and it's a busy time for action movers, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable summer, and it's still going strong. Typically, when school starts back up, we slow down a little bit, but that hasn't happened this year, so we intend to keep busy into the foreseeable future here.
And love the fact that you have a lucrative compensation plan, one of the most you've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators. If folks have a Class A CDL right now, is there like an auction block every month or so where you go go to the highest bidder to get one of those CDL drivers?
Yeah, it's tough times trying to find them right now, but it couldn't be a better time to be a driver in the moving business. It's unbelievable the amount of money you can make right now.
So, folks, if you're interested, just stop in at Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. Call them at 566-5532. And, again, they'll even help you become an owner-operator. I love that, too. And if you're in need of a move, maybe it's an office, maybe it's, this apartment to that apartment, something around town, the lowest local move rate in North Dakota right now is from Action Movers. Their best rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you have to do is mention Scott, and you get the lowest local move rate from the best movers in the state. How do you guys do it differently at Action Movers than folks that might be like, yeah, give us a call. We'll take care of you. What is the standard of Action Movers there, Scott?
Well, we've got some really tight restrictions as far as our hiring requirements. And so, you know, one of the things that sets us apart is, number one, the training. We're affiliated with United Van Lines, so it's called Unigroup University. We put all of our movers through that. We also require background checks. This is particularly important. We're obviously moving all your prized possessions that you have trustworthy people in your house. And so those are some of the things we really pride ourselves on.
Action Movers. All you got to do is call them at 566-5532. Take advantage of the offer. Mention Scott, family-owned, veteran-owned, North Coast best moving company since 1932. One of our fine sponsors, and we're darn proud of it. And I got to pick a career, or a career for a day. What's it going to be? Mover, packer? I haven't decided yet, but I'm on it. Thinking about it. Going to do it. Scott Herman, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you, my friend. PetroServe USA invites you to come on in for home cooking today. Pollock Filet in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Highwood. Tell them Scott sent. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanix in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.